Hi, this is Liz Popolo with Ergo Tips for Group Work, brought to you by the Applied Ergonomics class at Cornell University. In this short video, I will present you with some tips to keep in mind when working in pairs or groups at a computer. Different seating configurations may be optimal depending on whether you're working at a computer with one screen or two screens. The purpose of these tips is to help you and your workmates create the best seating arrangement possible for efficient collaborative work. The first thing you will want to do when working in groups is to situate yourselves comfortably while allowing at least one or two people in the group to have access to the keyboard and mouse. Collaboration is greatly enabled by the ability to see the people you're working with. So, it's not necessarily the best idea to sit parallel to each other, because this makes face-to-face interaction more difficult. Nor is it good for one person to be sitting behind another person, because much nonverbal input is lost. It can also be hard for everyone to see the monitor in this case. Instead, it is best to sit angled towards each other to make it easy to interact with both the technology and your teammates. The technology can then be adjusted to suit the needs of those using it. It's important to adjust the monitor so that everybody can see what's going on. This will keep everybody in the loop and will promote more discussion. Having dual monitors can make this easier because it expands the range in which groups can see the screen. But whether you're using a dual monitor or not, being able to move the screen easily is very helpful in allowing everybody to see the work that's being done on the computer. According to a survey we conducted at Cornell University, over 90% of the users of a computer lab adjust the screen angle and distance when using the computer stations at the lab. Users said that they valued the ability to move the screens and furniture around to customize their workspace. Finally, it has been our observation that when working in groups at a computer, one person tends to dominate the use of the keyboard and mouse because it's too difficult to situate everyone in a way that makes it easy for people to share the use of this equipment. This commandeering has the potential to decrease collaboration, since one person will always be distracted with typing or clicking. However, not all of the groups we studied seem to have detrimental effects on their work by having only one person use the keyboard and mouse. Rather, it's a matter of the group's dynamic. If this issue concerns your group, you can arrange to take turns typing so that the task is evenly distributed. Or, you can politely ask to trade part of the way through your group's work session. However your group likes to work, just remember the three principles from this video. Situate yourselves in a productive way, adjust the equipment to suit your needs, and make sure that your group is in agreement about who uses the computer. For more info about specific points about computer use, check out ErgoTips at ergo.human.cornell.edu. Thank you for watching.